It's time once again for Webcomic Action News with news anchor Hitch N. McGetalong.
I'm Hitch N. McGetalong. In our top story today, dashingly handsome news anchor Hitch N. McGetalong of Webcomic Action News was stood up by his girlfriend. McGetalong was quoted as saying, "That's a really mean thing to do to a guy. But I'm willing to forgive her if..." Hello, this just in. "Hitch, I'm sorry. I thought you meant the restaurant on 7th Avenue, not 19th and Bell Road." Never mind. In the enchanted forest of the webcomic Banzaiyaki, Yucky the Squirrel was recently mauled by a mob of mermaids. Said Yucky he only wanted to swim with the mermaids. He did not realize that these mermaids were half piranha. Still no clues in the search for the maker of the Therian urn, an urn which, while changing trash into treasure, has also changed 5 teenagers into animals. It appears that the urn has claimed 2 more victims. In order to pay for gasoline, Zeta the Wolf offered to allow 2 gas station attendants to use the urn. One now has dog ears and the other a kitty cat nose. Dateline 1656, the town of Nimfield in the county of Cussex, in the webcomic The Highly Esteemed Goon Show. A meeting of the town was called in the Nimfield Corn Exchange to discuss the first 2 confirmed cases of the dreaded Nadger Plague. The Nadger Plague is a particularly nasty disease, the chief symptom of which is a burning of the seat of the trousers. We go now to news correspondent for a day because nobody else was available, disgusting twisted little imp. Hello, imp, can you hear me?
With that artificially lowered voice, come on, Hitch. There are elephants in Kenya who are wondering what all the commotion is about.
Will you please tell us what's going on in the town of Nimfield right now, Mr. Imp?
Well, of course I will, you stupid horse. That's what you're paying me for.
Please do so.
Right. It's a scene of distress, panic, and despair here at the Corn Exchange. Ah, it's so beautiful. With me is Dr. Henry Krun. Dr. Krun, what can you tell us about your findings today?
Apothecary of Nimfield, I have been studying the humors of the trousers for many years. And I can tell you that the 2 gentlemen staying at Lord Seagun's house are clear cases of the dreaded Nadja Plague.
Oh, thanks. That was really informative. Yo, Seagun, what were your findings today?
There's no cure, Jim, but there is a preventative measure. As the disease only strikes the seat of the trousers, it is best that we desist from wearing any.
What? No pants? With your... Oh, that's just way too much even for me.
However, I have an alternative. As the seat of the trousers is the vulnerable part, that portion shall be cut out.
Rude, crude, rather disgusting. It's evil, but it's not too evil. I rather like that idea. Well, Hitch, it looks like I'm off to get my trousers trimmed. Back to you, you stupid horse.
And that was, needlessly, a brace. That was the disgusting twisted imp reporting from Nimfield in the county of Cussex in the year 1656. There was a rather disturbing interplanetary incident in the webcomic Edge of Reason today, as an eager young space cadet on a diplomatic mission mistook an alien head of state for a toilet. Said the space cadet, "We've been drinking root beer for 5,000 years with no rest stop, and nobody told us what the aliens look like. How can you blame me for this?" Meanwhile, back on Earth in the same comic, a blimp carrying pickles, bananas, and bologna to the city of Helsinki, piloted by a chicken in a snood, crashed into a banana cream pie factory. The snooded chicken is unharmed, but the blimp, now covered with giant cream pies, is said to be in critical condition. Police at the scene say that with this many funny words concentrated in one place, something like this was bound to happen. Investigators also say that had the chicken been wearing underwear or hauling zucchini, the accident could have been much, much worse. A poll conducted by the Edge of Reason Asking Nosy Questions company shows that rats are gaining in popularity as pets. 75% of humans say that they would be willing to have a rat as a pet. On the other paw, 90% of rats still say that they would not enjoy having a human as a pet, as they simply find humans too creepy. Harmony Village, in the webcomic Castle Horsetooth, court scribe Aldershot the Owl was seen secretly meeting with Miss Puss, daughter of Baron Puss. That is to say, the meeting had been secret, until it was blabbed on the webcomic Action News by news anchor Hitch N. McGettalong not 10 seconds ago. Wait a minute. Because Baron Puss is known to be violently opposed to interspecies dating and therefore very likely to kill Aldershot the Owl, it is believed that the owl and the pussycat are now on the run from the Baron and have set to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. In the webcomic Majimals, Professor Ephraim Sycamore was extremely surprised yesterday when 3 aliens from another dimension resembling humanoid eels were teleported into his lab. These beings, identifying themselves as Nagils, were subdued and captured, but not before giving the professor a severe electrocution. Professor Sycamore had this to say. In the webcomic Halo, superheroes Big Bruiser and Malaika set out undersea earlier this week in hopes of finding an unknown superpowerful item which was distorting reality. The 2 superheroes were supposedly stopped in their watery tracks by an army of mutant zombie whales. The 2 have not been heard from since. Panic is the word of the day at 86711 Prospect Boulevard, in the home of Miss Fry Possum of the webcomic Room for One More. For more on this story, we go to correspondents Sirajul and Mujibur, who are already live on the scene. Sirajul and Mujibur.
Hi! Yes, Mr. Hitch and McGettalong, what is it you are wanting?
The news story. Could you tell us what's happening, please?
Yes, for certain we can be doing that. Zap, zap. Miss Possum, can you please be telling us what has been happening here?
Look there, who decks suit now as I'm facing my back torn.
I see.
Yes, please tell us more.
I'm the man to give me a flashlight and give himself up in there for my door.
Oh yes, that is very interesting indeed.
What for you 2 is a standard die for? Y'all green hemi, ain't ya?
Well, Miss Possum, from what you are telling me, it appears that there is only one possible conclusion that we can draw.
Obvious.
Neither of us have absolutely no idea what you are not saying.
Triple negative.
Unfortunately, I have to concur with... One moment, the producer is signaling me. We have a call coming in. Hello, you're on Webcomic Action News.
Hey, everybody out there in Radio Land. Hey, Mr. Hitch and McGettalong, how you doing? This is Rashad the Excitable. I'm pleased to meet you.
Hello, Mr. Rashad the Excitable. What can I do for you?
I was just listening to the radio news show there, and I hear Fatty Possum there, and nobody can understand what she's saying, and you know what it is? Everybody read the comment note, and when Fatty gets excited, she starts speaking really fast, and she starts speaking in her own accent. She don't speak in a normal English accent, which is American accent. But you know, I speak excited. I speak excited, so I understand what she's saying, so I'm going to translate for you, okay?
Sure.
Okay, this is what she's saying in regular, plain, slow-down English.
I want to know who the heck shooting arrows at my face when my back is turned. I have a mind to get me a flashlight and get myself all up in there and flush them out of there.
And that's all the news we have for today. Good night, listeners everywhere.
This has been Webcomic News with Anchorman, Hitch, and McGettalong.
Fuzzy Butt.
What?
The show's over. Do the deep things.